save your jaws and pee. On Hit 92.9.
You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete for Crown. Live a little cooler at Crown this summer.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Ahoy there, podcasterinos. It is Witters the Sound Guy once again. Xavier is in Melbourne with a chronic hangover, and Pete has gone with Jules down to practice her baseball pitching because she is going to be throwing out the first ball at the upcoming Perth Heat game this weekend. While we can't do a live cross to Jules right now, I'm going to play a bit of A League of Their Own, which I'm sure will be just the same thing.
At the end of practice today, you all have to get fitted for your uniforms. And this is what they're going to look like.
Pretty darn nifty, if you ask me.
How about that, Billy?
Did you slide in that?
I like it.
Hey, that's a dress. It's half a dress.
Excuse me, that's not a baseball uniform.
Yeah, what do you think we are, ball players or ballerinas?
Oh, there's no pockets for my cigarette.
Well, see, now coming up on the rest of the podcast, they talk to Husey, Simpsons impersonations, Scar Wars, Zave insults Jules a bit. All standard, very good stuff. If you haven't checked out the 000 call with Shane, I highly recommend you go and listen to that podcast episode after this. We have the full 16-minute interview we did with him about how he and his wife had to give birth to their son on the floor of their kitchen while getting directions from 000. Oh, and I found this, actually. It's a sheet off our producer's desk that has the answer to the what dat noise on it. So looking around, like, no one's really looking, so there's a little treat. I thought I'd give you guys the answer, and then I don't know, maybe call up and get 25 grand. So that's the sound there. So if you listen close, you hear that it really is.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And good morning, Xavier.
Sup, X?
Oh, not much is going on, guys. I'm just sort of trying to figure out a Skype call so I can see you guys. I'm in Melbourne, of course.
Yes.
I'm actually glad I can't see your face. No, I'm joking.
Oh, we got him. I can see you. Go.
Oh, I can't see you.
Hey.
We can leave it like that.
You can't see him?
No.
You can't.
Does he?
Yeah. Had a big weekend, clearly.
He has a big night every night. Hey, so X went to a wedding over the weekend.
Yes, I did attend a wedding, which was good fun. I was a bit crook yesterday, and do you know why?
Why?
And always drink responsibly. Mm. I mixed my drinks around, like a bit of wine, a bit of champagne.
Yeah, always
different beer. Then I had some bloody straight spirits.
What were you ending with? Like, what was that happening at the end? Were you doing tequila shots or what?
I wound up at this house of this guy who I think he owns Cotton On. I think he's worth B's, not M's. Billions, not millions.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not just Cotton On. They own a fair bit.
Everything. Yeah. Anyway, so I wound up at his place in a shack. Well, I tell you what, it was
a bougie
it's like a house off his house.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable. It was like a horse stud sort of thing that had been made into a man cave. It was incredible. It was incredible. I tried to steal some stuff.
Oh no. I love it.
All right, listen, $50 on the line. 50 bucks, 50 big ones, a pineapple to start your week. We want to give it over to you, but we need you to give us a call for open lines now. You want to talk to us about absolutely anything. It doesn't matter what you want to hit us with. We will chat to you about whatever it is. A message, could be a shout out, could be a hello, could be just a straight up good morning, could be what I did over the weekend, could be what you're up to this week. It doesn't matter. We would love to hear from you. We've got $50 to show for it as well. So 13 10 60, get on the phone.
Save your jaws and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Open line, it's how we start the day. Oh yeah, all right, let's get to answering. Open line, to discuss anything. Oh yeah.
Now I'm going to say, is it Sun?
Yeah.
Sun, yes.
Hi, Sun. How are you going?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I said yes like I knew.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Well, it was written Sun like exactly the
way. Yeah, but it could be like
Sun.
Oh,
true.
Could be. Anyway.
Sun Yang.
Sun.
Sun. Sun, what would you like to chat about this morning, babe?
Well, it's in general, when people are traveling, the like most important thing, first of all, is when you book your tickets, you look at your passport.
Yeah.
Are you talking about airline travel?
Yeah. Well, travel in general, when you have to have your documents ready, when you have to follow rules, It's just that people don't look at the important details.
Like what?
Okay, so traveling, you need a passport, a valid passport.
Yeah.
Airport, and then you realize your passport's either expired or you forgot to bring the passport to the airport.
Is this an episode of Getaway or something?
I was like, son, has this happened to you recently?
It happens all the time because I work at the airport, so it's...
Okay, sorry.
So that's probably the bit of information we needed
at the beginning.
That you work at the airport and you're like, people, come on, bring your passports with you. What are you doing?
And check the expiry date.
Yeah.
It needs to be... Is it 6 months, son? I'm just going to confirm with you. Six months prior to leaving?
And also when we are asking people to queue up in a certain way, everyone thinks they're better than other and they're saving their five steps, but they don't realize they're messing the queue up that we've... imaginary line we've created for them.
You know what they need to do? They need to take a leaf out of the book of people in Japan. Remember when we went to Japan last year? And no matter where you were, people were just incredibly polite. Like, we'd get off the train and there'd be hordes of people getting off the train and you'd rock up to the escalator and then just zoop, one straight line.
All in a... in a man, like a really
orderly fashion.
Orderly fashion.
An orderly fashion. Yeah. Hey, Bella.
Oh, hey. When Xavier mentioned a story about, mixing all his drinks.
Mm. Always responsibly.
Well, it reminded me of a time last year, which I have not had a drink since. I mixed...
Me either.
Yeah, mixed too many drinks together in a short space of time, and the next day I physically could not move and I was just sick all day, to the fact that I missed my interview the following day as well. I just passed out at my friend's house and could not wake up.
Oh no.
Oh yes. Hey, what
it's
happened?
Hard.
It's weird. Hard. Like this happens to me whether I mix or not.
Really?
It's an allergy sort of thing.
An allergy.
I'm allergic to it.
Allergic to what?
Alcohol.
Yes. So that's
Jeez,
often.
Mate.
Oh, it's not the consumption. It's actually the allergy that gets me.
Yeah.
On Hit 92.9.
The honey badger. He said, I want to find a woman who's had something go wrong with her so I know she's got resilience. Mate, they're on The Bachelor. Shit has gone wrong.
The man with more problems than Jay-Z, please welcome Dave Hughes.
Really? You got more than 99 problems?
I don't count. I'm not probably math problems, but the problem, let's celebrate problems. That's what we do on Hughesy. We have a problem, 9 p.m. Channel 10 tonight.
Yes.
Celebrate.
That's
celebrate
right.
The, everything that goes wrong in life, you know, and
I love
laugh
it.
With people. We don't laugh at them. We laugh with them.
Well, you know what I find when it comes to talking to people that, you know, are going through problems or whatever, it just makes you, if you're going through the same thing, it makes you feel less alone about it. You know, you can go through it together.
We're all human and we all have the same issues. Like tonight we've got a woman on who her problem is that her much younger lover, you know, is so good in the bedroom that they their events, can I call them events, go for 3 to 4 hours.
Their sessions.
And we all have that problem, don't we?
Do we?
Yeah. Yeah, mate, absolutely, of course. Yeah, I almost didn't make it in this morning. Hey, speaking of fireworks, we haven't spoken to you since before New Year's Eve of last year. How was your break, mate?
Break was great. We had a, what did we do? We had a holidays, obviously, and what did I do? We took the family away. We just came back from a week, actually, up near Byron Bay, trying to find a Hemsworth. You know? And they're all around there, so... And, no, good times. But it's been raining on the East Coast, which is great. So, you know, so we're all doing bushfire benefits while the rain pours down. So it's, you know, it brought up. I mean, as I said, you know, if you want to stop a bushfire, just get my family to go there with 3 boogie boards and then the rain will come.
Oh, really?
Is that what happens, is it?
I knew it. I knew it had something to do with you.
Exactly. The thing is, now you do not complain about rain in Australia right now, right? So rain is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And one final thing, back on the air with Ed Cavalli, Hughesy and Ed kicking off this year.
From 5 p.m, Kate Langbrook will be joining us intermittently, but she has decided to have another year over in Italy. So she's enjoying her... becoming Italian, basically. Good on her. But, yeah, mm-hmm. So me and Ed are going to hold the fort from 5 p.m.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, no doubt.
Good to chat. Hughesy, right. Mate, we'll catch up with you next week. Have a great week, mate.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Save your
jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Can you do an impression? Impersonation?
Impression.
Oh. Yeah, an impersonation.
of what?
Anyone. Any characters. Like characters at all.
Let me just
take it as a no.
Let me have a bit
usually
of a
crack. Usually, if you have to think about it, usually you're not going to be any good
no,
at it.
No, but sometimes it takes me to warm up a little bit. So,
what
like,
you got?
Yes, well, do you understand who I'm doing right now?
No.
Stewie Griffin.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. That's a little bit of that.
Yeah, all right.
But that's about as good as I can go.
Anyway, the reason why we're talking about impersonations this morning is because Hank Azaria, you may not know who he is, but you may know who Apu from The Simpsons is, because I'm not going to try and pronounce Apu's last name because I can't.
No, Hasa Pima Petalon.
Thank you.
Yes, this guy right here.
Are you
here.
A big Simpsons
for
fan,
the next
mate?
5 minutes, I'm going to party like it's on sale for $19.99.
Sorry, X, what was that question?
Are you a big Simpsons man?
I used to be. I don't really watch it anymore, but I remember coming home every single night to watch it on Channel 10.
Me too.
Yeah. Right. Like to the point where I used to watch the episodes so much and they were on so many nights, they'd be repeating them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That you could tell what the episode would be just from the front
intro.
Of it. The intro where they sat on the couch.
Yes.
So all the different sitting on the couch ones, you'd know, oh, okay. Yeah, that's happened to them, so it's going to be this one.
I had two friends that weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons, so they would come to my place. I think because Mama Jules just, you know, because Mama Jules didn't really know what it was all about. She just saw it as cartoons and it was okay for us to watch. She was watching it since I was like two.
Brilliant.
The Simpsons are always okay, they weren't, though. They weren't ever too bad.
No, not too bad. Anyway, the reason why we're talking about it, because after 30 years, Hank Azaria, who voices Apu, has come out saying that he will no longer voice Apu's voice because of, I guess, you know, the race.
Like
the
racism?
Yeah, racism.
Because he's white.
Yeah. He is. He's not even Indian.
He's a white American.
Yes. And he's come out saying that the idea that anybody young or old, past or present, was bullied or teased based on the character of Apu made him really sad. And and to the point where he's like, I'm sorry for bringing pain and suffering in any way.
Thirty years of making a lot of money, now he's just going to put the sword down and retire.
They've actually come out and they've said, like, you know, the Simpsons creators have come out and said
Matt Groening
and stuff. They haven't said that they're actually going to get rid of Apu as a character, but they're definitely getting new writers in to create like a different storyline because, like, you know, Apu is, you know, a Quickie Mart owner. He has 8 kids. He had an arranged marriage, all those kinds of things. But when his role was created many, many years ago, that's what they created for him. And they want to change that for him now because obviously people are getting bullied out there.
Yeah, is it political correctness, Pete, going wrong or what?
I think it is a bit of political correctness gone wrong. We're talking about going back in the... Sorry, we're going back to when it first started, like the early 90s. Yeah. But he's not the only one in there that basically copped it and was put on show. There's white trailer trash in that show.
There is.
You look at the portrayal of the cops, like Chief Wiggum.
Yes.
What
the
about
little German, little fat German kid.
Little fat German kid. I think his name's Hans. What about, what's his name? The Scottish dude.
Yeah.
He's the janitor. He's the groundskeeper Willie. What about all
but
of them as well?
Milhouse as a nerd wearing glasses.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I get that. But at the same time, when it comes to is it racist, I guess you can't really say it's not offensive if you're not Indian.
Yeah,
right?
It's hard. Yeah. I mean, I'm an Australian Italian. So
yes. You can't really say whether or not it's offensive or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, that's the backstory of it. But on 13 10 60. Can you do an impersonation of some sort?
Yeah, okay.
I want to hear what talent we've got out there in Perth.
So an impersonation of just about absolutely, like, doesn't matter what you can do, we'd love to hear it.
So it has to be your race and gender, though, by the sounds. Otherwise, it might be deemed
No, all I was saying was that you can't say it's not Apu's not offensive.
I know, mate.
If you're not Indian, all right?
What side of bed did you get out this morning?
Not...
I'm grumpy.
Jeez, I'm not grumpy.
He does a pretty good impression of Mama Jules.
I think I might steer clear of that.
No, he doesn't.
Did a pretty good impression of Japanese people while we were over there, didn't you?
No, that's just, I wasn't doing an impression. I was just trying to speak English slowly so it would be easy to understand. And people
dig up, stupid. All right. 131060, can you do an impersonation? By the way, you guys ever been to iFly?
No.
Yes, it's the giant. Okay, Xavier.
Xavier's on the side of the building. What are you talking about?
Giant wind tunnel thing. You jump in there. It's like you're skydiving, but indoors. We've got that to give away.
Oh,
so it's actually scary.
Is it?
It's great. Like, you get up nice and high. Xavier
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
We're after impersonations, Jules.
Yes, we are. Now, this is because over the weekend it broke that Hank Azaria, who you probably don't know who he is, but he will no longer voice Apu. So Apu in the Simpsons.
Nahasa Pima
Panamanium. Yeah, I can't say his last name, but thank you for
that. Give it a shot.
Nahasa Pima Panamanium. I got there halfway.
Yeah, almost
I got halfway.
Almost.
I just gave up. Like most things in my life, I get halfway through and then I give up. But after 30 years, he's there. He's like, I'm not doing it anymore. And the Simpsons like creators have come out and said that they're not going to get rid of Apu's character.
Yeah.
But they are getting writers in to look at, different creative ways to remake Apu because. I mean, when they started him many years ago, he was...
he was your stereotypical, what Americans would imagine Indians are like.
Yeah.
Quickie Mart owner.
Yeah, arranged marriage, 8 kids. Yeah, that kind
that
of stuff.
Yeah. We've got... what is it with people's names this morning? Rye? Hello, Rye?
Yeah, it's Rye.
Hi, Rye.
Oh, beautiful.
What's your impersonation?
Sorry?
What's your impersonation?
I can do Donald Duck.
Okay. Girl, I love it. That's so good.
Hey, that is a ripper.
Yeah.
What was said then? My headphones might be a bit blocked.
Right. What did you say?
I said, good morning, Jules, Pete and David.
Luke and Balladura, g'day, mate.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, going good. Hit us with it. What do you got?
I don't want to freak anyone out, but have you guys seen, by the way, Xavier, I'm a North Melbourne supporter, so
so up yours, ex.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
After a long 20-odd years, mate, I wish you some success.
you too, yeah.
All right, go on. What have you got for us, Luke?
The Joker from The Dark Knight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You come down with you with a knife. Why so serious, son? Sticks a blade in my mouth. Let's put a smile on that face. Oh.
And that's it.
Why so serious?
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Whoa.
Yeah, not bad.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well done, Luke. I like it.
Thanks, Luke.
Scary. Definitely scary.
And go North Melbourne.
Wow, you really put yourself into that one there. Kelly, Kelly, good morning.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Hey, good, mate. Hit us with your impersonation.
Okay, so I've got an impersonation of Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, yes.
Okay. A hammer means family, and family means nobody that's left behind or forgotten.
I don't even know what it is, but it sounded good. It sounded like that. It sounded pretty spot on.
You know Lilo and Stitch?
No, I've never seen it.
What?
I need to do some Googling.
Okay. Oh.
What? Everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much,
I like
Kelly.
It.
Did you like it? Done. Was it better than I think Donald Duck was top of the screen.
On Hit 92.9.
It's 7:05. This is the news that didn't make the news, and I'm Xavier Ellis. Tegan Dannon is home recovering this morning after her eyelashes were ripped out by a female sex toy.
Huh?
Tegan was dancing at Bongo Bingo when the attack occurred, leaving her bald in one eye. Tegan has been able to laugh the situation off since the incident. Quote, gee, you have to be stiff to wear that in the head. Bongo Bingo are yet to comment on the incident. But no, this matter will not be taken any further. So this morning we do shout out to Tegan and wish her all the best with her eyelashes.
Oh, speedy recovery.
Speedy indeed. And that is the news that didn't make the news. 7 minutes after seven, hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. I can't believe I said that. Oh, well. Had to let one go for the year.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On hit 92.9.
Oh, man, that sounds so brutal.
Scar Wars.
Yes, it's time to play Scar Wars. Now, the way this game works, if you've got a scar, you can play. Give us a call on 13 10 60.
Yep.
But the way it works is you have to describe to us how you got the scar, right? You can't tell us where it is on your body. You just have to tell us how you got it. So we want details like how old you were, what you were doing, if you were riding a bike, if you were on a skateboard, that kind of stuff. How many days or you spent in hospital.
Yep.
Did you get stitches? How many? That kind of stuff.
Yep.
You just can't tell us where it is on your body. It's up to us, as in me, Pep and Zave, to buzz in with our names and try and get it on the body.
And guess where it is.
And guess where it is.
All right.
So far, last week, old mate burnt his thingo, and he won that because we didn't guess
Pecker.
It.
His
thingo.
On hit 92.9.
Scar Wars.
Yes, it is time to play. Now, all you need is to have a scar. You need to describe to us how you got that scar. It's up to us to buzz in and try and get where it is on your body. Now, first on the list, Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
Jackie. Do you get that a lot?
Yes, I do. I get sung to it at work all the time.
Okay. Now, you've got a scar somewhere on your body?
I do.
How did you get it?
I'm not allowed to tell you that.
Oh, no, you have to describe to us how you got it. You can't tell us where it is on your body.
Oh, gotcha. It's a 1 centimetre cut.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even out of the womb before I got it.
Oh, so you were just a baby. Oh, like a newborn.
I was a fetus.
Okay.
I was a fetus.
Did you have to get...
I bet you didn't think you were going to wake up on Monday and say that to somebody, did you?
Definitely not.
Okay.
I'm going to have a guess straight away.
Mm. Oh, in early.
You were stuck in the passageway. They grabbed the claw of life, whacked it on your noggin, went to pull it out, and it cut your scone.
Almost.
Okay.
Okay, so we're close. So
really,
it's
really close. Yeah.
Really, really close. So it's almost scone.
Not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess at all.
So does it mean it's on the head? Whereabouts on the head did you say, Zave?
No, you said just on the scone.
On the scone.
Yeah, okay.
So you have a crack.
Yeah, but I mean,
do you think it is?
I reckon she may be on the arm or neck. Let's go neck.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to go with, now this may be only because with Mila there were a few complications and they had to monitor her heartbeat, so she's got a tiny little scar quite close to her forehead because they had to put a clip there.
He already said head.
He said scone.
Yeah, I know, but you have to be, that's your head.
That's the whole head.
You have to be more specific, yeah.
I'm going to be more specific. Just let me finish.
No, you can't win. He's already said it.
Let me finish. I am going to go with... I'm going to go with forehead.
That is the correct spot, but that's not why.
Oh, but I got the correct spot.
You got the correct spot.
Why? What's the reason? Why is it?
My mum's doctors didn't realise how big my head was, and they slashed me when they gave her an emergency caesarean.
I was going to say
went through the sunroof, not out the natch angle.
My nan sued the hospital and everything because they full-on gashed my head.
Wow. And you still got a scar there now?
Yeah, 23 years later.
Jeez.
You go, X.
So the scar, like 1 centimetre as a youngster would actually be quite a significant scratch, hey?
Yeah, it really was. Quite a lot of blood for a newborn as well.
Oh, I could imagine.
Gee whiz. When you say nan sued the hospital, did she win?
Not properly. They considered it to be, it wasn't malpractice. It was just
bad luck.
Accident.
A mistake,
exactly.
Yeah.
But she was like, well, it's her forehead. Like, you're going to be able to see it for the rest of her life and everything.
Yeah,
so.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I think something like if someone does, now there's lawyers out there who will know, but there has to be damage to a certain percentage of your body to be able to sue someone
really?
On that stuff. Yeah. So like when my sister had her appendix taken out by accident,
Huh?
Excuse me? Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah, by accident. They said it was she had appendicitis and that was the reason why she was so sick. They ripped her appendix out. A week later, she was back in hospital. They just got it all wrong. But it was not a big enough percentage damage to her body, so she wasn't able to sue or something like that.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. I need it. This is a question for you then, Jules. Yes. Really quick. So this is your game. This is Scar Wars.
Yeah.
So Jackie, like I won.
I win, surely. Oh, I didn't get the actual.
You didn't get the actual. I got the forehead. So I won. So what happens now?
Well, you get a point. But to be honest, it's actually Zave who won. Because
it's not specific enough. It's the novice.
No, it doesn't matter. Like he said the scone, like which you guys both said, it's the whole head. And that's where it was. So
that's where it was. I get it.
And it's Jules, actually Zave who won.
This game sucks.
Did Mama Jules sue the hospital when they dropped you or not? I'm going to go move my car.
I'm going to Melbourne right now to kick your ass. Xavier,
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Pep, this story doesn't really relate to you and I. You
Why?
Or I, because we're not Club Lounge members. Zave, on the other hand. I'm sure he is. Are you, ex? Confirm or deny?
I'm impartial. I occasionally wander into the Virgin Lounge.
Okay. So have you guys seen the story that came out over the weekend? The WWE star, Eva Marie, who was denied access to the Club Lounge because she was wearing activewear.
Yeah, the rules are rules.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, she's wearing activewear. And guess what?
What?
Her husband's also wearing activewear. And guess who made it into the Club Lounge?
He did.
Let me get the photos up. I bet one's skin tight tights. And I bet the other one might be like tracksuit.
And what is wrong with that? It's still
they're
activewear.
Different.
No.
No, they're
different. Oh. Sorry, it's still. No.
It's and different.
Still the same.
I know what you're talking about. Like, activewear is activewear in terms of, like, where do you buy it? You buy it from activewear stores, and it's called activewear. It looks so different, though. Like, he looks like he's walking in with a T-shirt and a pair of baggy shorts and just his sneakers
he
and stuff.
He looks like he's going to the gym.
Yeah, if he was wearing tights only and his big prawn was sticking out the front, I'd say you're not in either. I'm sorry. Like, it's two very different things.
No, it is not. It's still the same thing. It's just a different type of fashion. Like, men aren't going to wear the skin tight stuff.
Well, okay.
For women, our activewear is skin tight.
Okay, I'm outraged because women wear open shoes when they go to these lounges all the time with their heels and their sandals and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But men can't. So I'm outraged.
What do you mean, men can't, mate? You wear
make it look classy, right?
You wear your slides everywhere.
No, you can't though,
because they're slides.
Yeah, but like if it's a nice a female brand, then you can.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, can I be honest with you? Yeah. It's because men have ugly feet. That's all it is. All right,
we don't want
to have ugly toes.
No, they don't. Yeah, they don't.
Get pedicures.
No, they don't. Men have really nice feet, and I know this because I've been told I've got really nice.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm going to have to agree with you here, and you are the exception.
Look at my feet.
Yeah, I've seen them. We don't need to.
No,
anyway,
look at my feet.
I thought what I would do. Oh my gosh, he's hurt himself. What I thought I would do. Jump back on the mic. Because people are actually starting to say that these rules should start applying on planes, not just the Club Lounge.
What?
Yeah, I somewhat agree as well.
Okay, so what I thought I'll do is look up at the guide to what you shouldn't wear on planes. And this is a guide that I came across. There was like 20 things on there, and so I thought I would just narrow it down to the things of like it's saying that you shouldn't wear summer dresses for females on there or summer shorts when you're flying, out of the country and whatever.
Summer dresses or summer shorts are a no-go.
Yeah, and I'm like, they're comfortable as. Why can't you? Flip-flops are also on the list.
That right? puts
they're saying
out.
For people that I'm going to say flip-flops and slides just because of the smell.
Uh-huh.
Right? Uncomfortable fabrics like wool, they say you shouldn't wear. Your PJs is also frowned upon.
Yeah, okay, the PJs I get. Like, you shouldn't be wearing your pyjamas onto a plane. Remember back in the day, like, this is when commercial airline travel really started to come into play and people were really excited about going on planes. Oh, my God, this is amazing, all that sort of stuff. And you see pictures from back in the day of them all wearing suits.
Yes.
Like their Sunday best.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff.
I see people dressed up now, like, as, like really dressed up. And I'm wondering, where the hell are you going? And what are you doing? Like, I want to know because I have to be really comfortable. Okay. Also on this list is
you're given pyjamas, though, in business. So they give you pyjamas to wear.
Mate, we wouldn't know.
No, either do I. But you see.
Ball dust.
You see all the time that the Qantas give you pyjamas.
You also get a turndown service too, don't you? also on this list, no heavy perfumes or aftershaves. No, it says no leggings in big bold letters. No leggings. Leggings are the most comfortable thing ever.
I flew over the weekend, and so did Xavier, and I am all for the heaps of perfume or aftershave.
Okay.
Because occasionally you sit next to someone
yes.
that you're very close to,
yes.
and there is a bad odour coming
yes.
from that person, and you can't get away from it yes. come hell or high water.
I would rather more than less.
The mystery farter. There's always one too.
Oh, there was one on the plane on the way over to Sydney
yeah.
over the weekend,
yeah.
and nobody could figure it out.
We all just doing stink eyes
you
at one
could just,
another.
Every now and again,
you
just
like
smell
looking,
it. Yeah. Every now and again, every few seconds, and then it would disappear. And you're like, okay, and then it would come back again.
But you got to make a drama too. You got to go, so they know it's not you. Like, so you're making a bit yeah. of a scene as well.
Zay, do you do that even though it's you? Or?
No, it wasn't
or
me, I promise
owner.
You.
Okay.
I promise you it wasn't me.
People don't fart in business class.
I don't fly business class.
You're not wrong.
Just and it's only, it, you know, I don't want to be smart. It's like when you get to Virgin, for example, on the weekend, they give you the option to upgrade for $300. So it's not like it's you're paying thousands for it if you do fly business. But I don't. I sit 41K on the way over, I think it was, the last row.
Okay, cool.
Last seat, last row.
Just go on 8 o'clock, hit 92.9.
On hit 92.9.
Guys, we're joined by Shane this morning. Everybody say hello to Shane.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, Shane. How are you, bud?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Good.
Well,
going
thank
well.
You.
Mate, we wanted to catch up with you because this is an incredible story. And just very briefly, congratulations to you and your wife, Alina, on baby Lennox.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
How old is Lennox now?
He's just turned 5 months. So he
just
was born in August.
Right.
Yeah.
And as you just mentioned there, a bit of an unexpected arrival. So let's start there. Tell us about the unexpected arrival really briefly.
So we went into labor on the Saturday, but my partner being our second baby, she thought it was just Braxton Hicks. There's no real cause for alarm on the Saturday.
Yeah. So that's how women feel like they're going into labor, but it's not, right?
Yeah. Like false readings, if you will. So
I'm such a pussy. As soon as something happens, I'm like, right, we got to go.
So I went to work on the Sunday morning. I got a text message off my partner at about 3:45 in the afternoon saying that she was having contractions. She wasn't really of great urgency, so I was like, yeah, I'll just finish at work and I'll cash off, I'll do the figures and I'll get home as soon as I can. So when I got home about 4:30, she was actually doing washing on the line. She was hanging a doona on the line mid-contraction.
Yeah.
So the reason we kind of got caught off guard, I'd already rang the birthing suite to notify them of arrival and that I was timing the contractions and everything.
Yeah.
But we had to wait for my brother-in-law to get there to take care of our daughter because it's about 35 minutes. So by the time that they had left to come and babysit our daughter so we could go to the hospital, Alina's water broke on the tiles and she's screaming at me to call an ambulance. And then, called the ambulance. And at the start, I was like, oh, someone's coming to save me. And then, it just was go time after that. And it was sort of like, okay, this is us. We've got no option here.
With your permission, we've actually got two halves of the 000 call that we're going to listen to.
I was sort of struggling to hear the ambulance, the dispatch. And then once Lennox's head started crowning, I just instinctively just dropped my shoulder and dropped my phone on the ground. Lennox's head's come out and I've got his head and his shoulders in my hand. And my sister-in-law, Courtney, was going, like, hey, your phone's disconnected. So while I'm still holding Lennox, and thank goodness for Siri, I've popped up, hey, Siri, call 000. And then they reconnected us to the ambulance guys.
Oh, all right. Well,
let's have a listen.
Ambulance, what's the town or suburb of the emergency?
Griffin, 4503. My name's Shane.
Shane, tell me exactly what happened.
My partner's having a baby, man. A lot sooner than expected. We're just about to leave to go to the hospital. She's just told me to ring the ambulance because she thinks she's about to push.
Okay, you with her now?
Yeah, mate.
How old is she?
23.
Okay, is she awake?
Correct.
Is she breathing?
Correct.
How many weeks pregnant is she?
38 on Tuesday.
Okay, can you see any part of the baby now?
No.
No? Yet. Is she having contractions?
Yeah, mate. She's been having contractions for probably, like, full-on contractions for about the last half an hour.
All right.
Every minute or two, last bit for a minute.
Okay, Shane, is this her first delivery?
Second, mate.
Okay. I'm organising help for you now, okay? Stay on the line and I'll tell you exactly what to do next. Do not try and prevent the birth. Tell her not to cross her legs. Tell her not to sit on the toilet. And allow her to assume the most comfortable position and have her take deep breaths between contractions, okay? Shane, I want her to lay on her back in the centre of a bed or on the floor. I'm going to tell you how to help deliver the baby, okay? Take a deep breath, Shane.
She definitely is, yes.
Okay, all right. Has the baby been born yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, make sure all clothing below her waist is removed.
Yeah.
I want you to raise her head with pillows, but don't let her sit up or go to the toilet, okay?
Don't sit up, don't go to the toilet.
Oh, I want you to get some dry towels and a blanket to wrap the baby in.
Yeah, not a problem.
Get a safety pin also if you can. Do you have help there, Shane?
Yeah, I got my brother-in-law.
All right, send someone else if you have help, all right?
Yeah, mate, I've got help. I've just been upstairs to get help.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Is she pushing or straining yet?
Is she what, sorry?
Is she pushing or straining yet?
Yeah, definitely, mate. Yep.
Just reassure her that help's on the way. We're coming out lights and sirens.
Help's on the way. Ambulance is on the way.
Have her take slow, deep breaths between each contraction, okay?
Yeah, slow, deep breaths, babe.
If anything changes, just tell me immediately.
Yeah, baby's head's starting to crown, man.
Oh,
the head's presenting?
Yeah.
Okay, with each contraction, place the palm of your hand against her vagina.
Yep.
All right, now apply firm but gentle pressure to keep the baby's head from delivering too fast and tearing her, okay? Do you understand? Okay, as the baby delivers, support the baby's head and shoulders and hold its hips and legs firmly. Remember, the baby will be slippery, so don't drop it. What's happening there at the moment, Shane?
Just contracting and pushing again, mate.
Okay, all right.
And then bang, that's when the phone cuts out.
I had a chuckle through it when you go, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I've listened to that call, I'm not even exaggerating, maybe 50 to 60 times.
Yeah.
And it gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it because I can just visualize everything that's happening at that moment.
I have to admit, man, you sound pretty calm, though.
Chill.
Like, you were really calm, like, with everything that was going on.
How good was the operator on the other end? I when he first answered, I thought, oh, this bloke's a bag of laughs. But his composure and just tone.
Brilliant.
They're definitely the whole heroes in the situation. Like, I know that I delivered Lennox, but hearing Alina in the background on that call, straining and pushing and doing everything she's doing, like, phenomenal. I did 10% of the job, really. But those guys on the other end of the phone at the ambulance, like, I think if they weren't so calm and they weren't so good at what they do, then it would be a lot more difficult to go through that situation. But, man, they're the true standouts. They're the true heroes in this situation.
There's a moment where he says, place your hand on her vagina.
Oh, you said it.
I said it. Because the baby is crowning and everything's wet and essentially you're trying to stop the baby from coming out too fast.
That was pretty surreal, to be honest.
So could you feel the baby pushing against your hand at that particular time?
100%, yeah.
Oh,
and obviously you can imagine body parts tensing and whatnot.
Yeah.
But they got me to put the pressure on so she didn't tear.
Yeah.
Because if I hadn't have had pressure on her bits, then and the baby had to just come straight out and Lennox's head come out abruptly, and she could have had a tear.
Is that the bit between the vagina
the gooch.
And the gooch? Yeah, that bit. Yeah.
As we mentioned, you know, that call there before was only half of the call because there is a second part where you call them back. So at this point, you've got your hand on your lady's bits, you're stopping Bub from slipping out, the ambulance is lights and sirens and on the way over, the brother-in-law is there, you've got the two-year-old running around, and you've just asked Siri to put the call back in. Let's take a listen to part two.
Hang up, then.
Ambulance, what's the town or suburb of the emergency?
Griffin 4503. Okay. I'm just on the phone to someone at the ambulance centre. I've got an ambulance on arrival, on approach, lights and sirens. I've just given birth to my...
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just pulling up those details here. Now, is the baby crying or breathing?
Yeah, baby's crying and breathing.
Okay, ambulance is on their way as quickly as they can. They're coming as fast as they can. So just with the cord there, I'll get you to hold on to that for me. Just make sure that it's not tight or tangled around the baby in any way.
Yep, good job. Yes, we've had a boy. Good girl. Oh. Keep baby wrapped up in the towel, yeah?
Yep, keep her wrapped up in the towel. Just place her up to the mother's breast to feed.
Ambulance is here, man.
The ambulance is there with you?
They've just put it at the front. Someone out the front just yelled.
Okay, all right. Just let me know once they're right there with you.
Yeah.
And at that point, the Ambos have rocked up. So baby is out.
If I'm being 100% honest, that was the only real scary part, was after he came out, because, and as mentioned before, with the tear, she did actually tear. And there was this moment in my mind where, and I don't know how long this thought lasted for, whether it was 10 seconds, whether it was a minute, I don't know. But there was a portion there where I went, oh, she's going to bleed out. Like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And then the ambulance got in there and I didn't even have a chance to put Lennox on Alina's chest to put him on the boob, because I was just trying to worry about the umbilical cord and the tear and holding him and not dropping him and listening to instructions. And that was, there was a little bit of horror in that final moment, to be honest.
Wow. Incredible. Were you guys just looking at each other going, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that just happened?
Yeah, we still talk about it now, and like, we'll have barbecues and that, and people want to hear the story, obviously. And it's kind of like, you kind of look at each other after telling the story, and it's like, I don't think anything could ever break that bond.
Yeah.
Lovely, mate. Thanks Beautiful. Very much. Thanks, really appreciate Shane. It.
What's your daughter's name?
Ella.
Ella. So, mate, we wish you all the best. You, Alina, baby Lennox, and Ella. And thanks again for sharing your story, Shane. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. No problem at all, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, mate.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
Bye.
Thanks, Shane. Bye.
Save your on Hit 92.9.
Let's head off to the UK with Hugh Whitfield from Seven for a Megxit update. Hi there, Hugh. Thank you very much for your time. In the last 24 hours, it seems like the details of Megxit have just about been hashed out, or is that necessarily the case?
Look, I think there's a lot of unanswered questions, but we do know a lot of the details, like the fact that Harry and Meghan will no longer be referred to as his and her Royal Highness. They'll drop their public funds, they'll begin paying rent on properties like Frogmore Cottage. They won't be doing royal duties or representing the Queen anywhere, so no more royal tours of Australia either. But there's a lot of unanswered questions. If they're not going to get public funds, how on earth are they going to earn money? Mm. We know that Prince Charles will continue to basically give Harry an allowance. He's 35 years old. It seems quite remarkable. they're going off on their own, and for the last half an hour or so, the paper's here reporting that Netflix is keen to sign a deal with the Sussexes as they possibly set up their own TV company to make documentaries about what's been described as worthy causes.
Wow, okay.
I see the first ever commercial royals. Right,
yes.
So like, this is the sort of thing where, you know, their Instagram pops off, we start seeing commercial deals and endorsements. Because I was reading some ridiculous figure, like if they actually went pretty hard in the commercial sense, they could be worth well in excess of $1 billion, given how globally well known they are.
The Queen is going to be watching this super closely, because there's a lot of talk about whether or not this Sussex Royal brand that they've pretty much trademarked, how they're going to use or abuse that.
The one thing that I looked at that I found quite interesting was Harry's military appointments, no more military appointments, which seemed to be something he was really proud of.
He's a war veteran. He fought in Afghanistan and has a lot of mates throughout the military. He was handed the role of Captain General of the Royal Marines in the UK, so essentially Commander-in-Chief of the Royal Marines, a couple of years ago after his grandfather, Prince Philip, had it for more than 60 years. So, I mean, you can imagine Philip thinking, what on earth are you doing, grandson? Throwing this away.
Yeah.
And there has been a lot of public concern from especially some ex-military men and women about the fact that he's turning his back on the military. But it seems as though from this speech that Harry has given in the last little while, that he was forced into that position by the palace. But of course, he was forced into that position because he's presented the palace with what he and Meghan want. So it's a two-way street here, and Harry and Meghan wanted to go, but they go on the terms of their employer and their family, and that's the Queen.
Speaking of that speech, we do have a little bit of that audio here.
The decision to step back is not one I made lightly. It was so many months of talks after so many years of challenges. Our hope was to continue serving the Queen, but without public funding. Unfortunately, that wasn't possible. I've accepted this, but I hope that helps you understand what it had come to, that I would step my family back from all I have ever known, to take a step forward into what I hope can be a more peaceful life.
Doesn't sound like the waters are calm.
Oh, who are people blaming here? Like, you know, are they blaming the Queen? Meghan. Are they blaming Meghan for this?
Meghan is definitely the change agent that has come into Harry's life and therefore into the royal family. There is an acknowledgement that Meghan probably hasn't been very happy over the last 12 to 18 months in this royal role, and Sir Harry has seemingly acceded to that, and they've presented this case to the Queen and Prince Charles and William, and they've all reached this decision together. But, you know, from that speech suggests, Harry and Meghan had this lofty idea about how they thought they could make it work and were confronted with reality when they met with the Queen and Charles and William about the role that Harry was born into. He's always been, I guess, different to the rest of the royal family because he's been very open about all of this.
Yeah.
But he's also always been the spare as well. He knew that his older brother was going to be king and he wasn't going to be. And as George and Charlotte and Louis have come onto the scene, he's been pushed further and further down the line. And in 10 years' time, we're going to be talking about who George is going out with or who's Charlotte seeing at high school and things like that, as opposed to what Harry and Meghan are doing.
Well, I, for one, welcome our brand new influencer, commercially minded ex-royals, brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Hugh, we appreciate your time, mate. Thank you very much and all the best to you.
Good on you guys. Save your toes
and pain. On Hit 92.9.
Backstreet's back, guys. Backstreet's
yes,
back.
Yes, they are.
They are heading over here and we want to send you along to go and see them. We've got our Backstreet Boy out on the streets as we speak, but he took a wrong turn. So
I love that. That's who
is it? Is it Rory?
It's Rory.
Of course he did.
So he said
he's taken a wrong turn in his life.
Oh, jeez, man, that's a bit harsh.
So he said, "Can you just give me a little bit of time before you, just talk amongst yourselves before you cross to me, just in case, because I'm still trying to find a park to reveal where I am in Costals." Rory, g'day, mate.
What's up, guys? How you going?
You're going well. Have you found a park yet, or what?
Yeah, I did, mate. Yeah, I mean, give me a break. I just got back from holidays and someone threw Backstreet Boy tickets in my face. I was like, all right, I'm going to go to Costals. And then I may have ended up at the airport in the departure area. But that's fine. That's fine. I'm on Main Street right now. Did I just give it away?
Oh, you just gave it away.
Where are you?
Oh, no. Was I supposed to do that? I don't know. Was that the plan?
Generally, what happens is, we have a bit of fun banter and we talk to each other and then
someone finds you.
Yeah, bang.
Yeah,
and
but then you butted me up with going to the wrong place kind of thing. So I thought maybe there's a time thing. Maybe.
Yeah, no. We're on. We actually do need you to tell people where you are right now and what the dealio is, how they score these tickets, mate. Go for it.
So basically, let's say it as simply as I possibly can. I'm on Main Street. I'm on Main Street in Gosnells. You find the truck. You find me. The first person here gets a double pass of Backstreet Boys. That's basically it. That's
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
That's where the Dome Cafe is, yeah?
They're here May 30th.
I'm just down from the Dome Cafe. Look, let me just say this. If you drive onto Main Street,
yeah,
it is pretty obvious where I am.
Yeah, right.
If you go past a few roundabouts, you'll see me. The truck is like...
Do they have to get out of the car, or can they just hang out the window and you just throw the passes at them?
No, I'm not going to throw it in. I'm not going to throw it in the window.
I thought I'd just ask.
I'm in radio. I'm not in sport. You know what I mean?
And you have to... you have to give Rory a hug too. You can't actually just walk up to him and just not have them good on you for getting there first, but you have to give him a nice big old cuddle. And a real long, awkward cuddle too.
Yeah,
so I have 15, 20 seconds.
We need to cross over with HR first. Is that an HR thing?
That's fine. It'll be
fine.
Yeah,
it's okay. I approve it.
Yep. Hey, Backstreet Boys are back. The DNA World Tour heads to RAC Arena Saturday, May 30. Grab your tickets from livenation.com.au. Rory, thank you very much, mate. Main Street in Gosnells. I'm sure people are on their way to you as we speak.
Yeah, come find me. I'll wave and stand on the road. Well, I won't do that, but you'll find me. It'll be fine.
It's easy.
Get over to him and see him. We got one more thing to do before we cross the cat.
Whole lot of people need to hear this.
Now, Dave, I don't want you to feel that this is directed at you because I was actually going to read this one on the Friday, and I feel like you could have really used it before the weekend. I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you're over the age of 30, stop mixing your drinks. You'll end up looking like Dave.
If you're over the age of 30, I'm not even going to say.
I was like,
he's not even.
I'm not even going to say. I'm not.
No,
because what I was going to say would leave you a bit upset.
No,
so I'm just going to let it go.
You know what? I'm a bit emotional today. I'm fragile.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're both fragile today.
I'm not fragile.
I'm going to hold this team together the entire
Zach's
morning.
Always fragile.
Yeah. Well, it's been wonderful. You're over in Melbourne. By the way, you're dressed up in your Perth Heat gear.
I am, represent.
Yep, so we're going to go and do a few practice pitches because you're going to be tossing out the first ball this weekend.
Yes, this Saturday it is game on.
You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete for Crown. Live a little cooler at Crown this summer.
Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.